Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Big thanks tonight goes out to, I'm going to have to spell this, y'all, HIJBIVYBKHYFY, who says this podcast has changed their life and they recommend it to friends, family, and clients who struggle with sleep. We can't tell you how much we are thrilled you find it helpful and want to share the love. If you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you have not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Our children face more health challenges than we as parents ever did, and it can be challenging as a parent to be sure that you're doing the right things for your family. The advice can be overwhelming. I believe that moms are an absolute force of nature and have the most ability to create change. And that's why I created the Wellness Mama podcast to give simple answers for healthier families and to cut through all the noise. With over 700 episodes, the show has tons of practical tips on topics like real food, stress, sleep, fitness, toxins, natural living, and so much more to give you actionable steps to improve your family's health. Simply search for Wellness Mama, spelled M-A-M-A, on your preferred podcast platform to join the hundreds of thousands of regular listeners.
There is a school of thought that measures your success based on how much fun you're having. This often feels counter to my natural tendencies. I was raised to believe if you were successful, you were a hard worker, and that hard work led to security. Having fun never really entered into my earliest and later ideas of success. But as I've grown, I've begun to see how truly valuable relaxing, letting go, and having fun can be. You may have read accounts from elderly people giving advice to their younger selves. Some recurring messages are, I wish I'd spent more time with my loved ones. I wished I'd gone on that trip. I wish I had more fun. Almost none of them said, I wish I'd logged more hours at the office. I wish I'd struggled more. I wish I'd worked really hard to prove my worth. That's not to say that there's not value in focus and achievement. I love both of those things. But if you struggle with sleep, you might, like me, also struggle with letting it all go and just chilling out. So how are we supposed to just let go and chill out? If you're lying in bed tonight saying, chill out, brain, chill out, body, I bet you it probably won't. Our minds and bodies can be tricky that way. So instead, we need to bring the chill into our whole days in order for it to easily sink in at night. This week, I'm going to begin to try to measure my success on the level of fun I'm having, and I invite you to join me. The wild thing is, fun usually happens when we're present. Being chill also usually happens when we're present. If you've ever sat on a beach chair with your feet in the sand and a cool drink in your hand as you watch waves crashing before you, you probably experienced a moment of presence, and you may have even let out a sigh of relief and felt that calmness descend upon you. Same with fun. If you're having a dance party or laughing with a friend or getting lost in music you love, you probably aren't thinking about your to-do list or what's to come tomorrow. You are present in the fun and present in the chill. The best presence maker I know is meditation. It can make everything within us slow way down so we can see everything in a new light. We can let go, we can breathe deeper, we can let ourselves just chill out. Tonight, we're going to set down whatever we're carrying in our hearts and minds and just be here together, breathing, knowing this moment is all there is and it is enough. This is Chilling Out Your Nervous System by Billy Gill. The expression chill out became popular in America in the 1970s. It's one of those cultural idioms that evolved and became commonplace in the vernacular. Expressions like this, and language in general, grows out of an interplay of the human brain, vocal mechanisms, and the cultural and social dynamics that live and change throughout centuries. The word chill in 14th century English would have only meant to grow cold or to make cold. By the 1980s, the meaning had evolved to indicate a setting of relaxation with friends. A whole genre of music grew out of this new definition of chill. A nightclub in London, called Heaven, famously offered a space known as the White Room, where dancers could shift to a more relaxed environment than the fast pace of the main dance floor. The ambient, slower music that DJs played there spawned the phenomenon of chill-out music, later known as ambient house. What once referred only to the sensation of cold now possessed a new layer of meaning that evoked relaxation and relative calm. Neurologically speaking, chill out is synonymous with what's known as downregulation of the nervous system, the process of reducing a response to a stimulus. Our nervous system is divided into sympathetic and parasympathetic fibers. The sympathetic nervous system is activating to our bodies and minds, while the parasympathetic involves psychological processes that happen while we're at rest. When the parasympathetic nervous system is activated, it slows our heart and breathing rates, lowers blood pressure, and promotes digestion. The main nerves of the parasympathetic nervous system, or PNS as it's abbreviated, come from the brainstem and the sacral nerves at the base of the spinal column. Among these, the vagus nerve plays an important role in mood regulation, relaxation, and the feeling of being at ease, also known as chilling out. The vagus nerve acts as a line of communication from your brain to all your vital organs. It's called the vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S, because in Latin, this word means wanderer. It's where the word vagabond, a person who wanders from place to place, also derives its origin. The German pharmacologist, Otto Loewi, won the Nobel Prize for his discovery of how the vagus nerve affects heart rate. It was well known that the vagus nerve was able to decelerate the heart rate, but he hypothesized and subsequently proved the existence of a certain chemical, which he called Vagusstoff, which translates from German to vagus stuff. This vagus stuff was later called acetylcholine. Loewy's was the first discovery of a neurotransmitter. Other famous neurotransmitters include serotonin, dopamine, and adrenaline, which are popularly known today, in no small part because of their role in psychiatric medicine. Loewy was able to prove the inhibitory effect that the chemical had on heart rate. That is to say that he showed how it could downregulate the response to stress. This is the chemical that is responsible for our ability to relax, to calm down, to chill out. Stimulating the vagus nerve has been shown to improve mental and physical health, as well as enhancing the feeling of well-being. In those positive states, the vagus nerve is said to be in a state of high vagal tone. This simply means that the vagus nerve can more easily relax and recover after experiencing stress. There are several natural ways proven to increase vagal tone and improve your health. Since the vagus nerve is connected to your vocal cords and the muscles at the back of your throat, singing, humming, chanting, and gargling can activate these muscles and improve vagal tone. Chanting the syllable Om has been practiced for thousands of years to induce a calm, peaceful, meditative state so that spiritual insights may arise. Breathing more slowly and deeply is another way to stimulate your vagus nerve, decreasing anxiety and stress. Consciously slowing the breath and favoring the exhalation increases the amount of acetylcholine present in areas where the vagus nerve targets the vital organs. By training yourself to breathe mindfully, you can actually change your neurochemistry. Another way that's been shown to stimulate the vagus nerve is voluntary cold exposure. The parasympathetic nervous system gradually becomes more adept and returning you to a state of calm, relaxed well-being after the temporary stress of cold exposure, chilling you out in the literal sense as well as the metaphorical. Tonight's sleep meditation offers these and other insights into the process of consciously soothing and down-regulating your nervous system. When we are easily stimulated by our environment, or even our own thoughts and feelings, we sometimes remain in that state for long periods of time without the balancing effects of the vagus nerve. In that state, it can be difficult to regulate ourselves, and this leads to burnout, anxiety, and depression. Understanding the depth of meaning that underlies the common concept of chill out presents us with a range of tools to ride the waves of stimuli that life sends our way. Conscious relaxation takes practice. As you become more and more adept at it by stimulating the vagus nerve, among other tactics, the body and mind strengthen their ability to fall asleep more easily and more deeply. Be patient with yourself as you develop this skill. It will serve you well throughout your lifetime. Make sure that you have found a comfortable pose in bed and have the ability to breathe easily. Your vagus nerve is in the 10th cranial nerve and it emerges at the base of the skull. If you are able to lie flat on your back with no pillow, or at least a pillow that isn't too high, this will help you achieve an increased vagal tone and thus aid your relaxation. Of course, the most important thing is that you are comfortable. Please allow yourself plenty of time to make any final adjustments to your body, pillow, blanket. blankets, and the rest. Then, when you are able to be still, commit to that stillness. Say to yourself, silently in your mind, I will now practice this sleep meditation. For the duration of this meditation, I will remain very still. Of course, if you have to move, please feel free. But make sure that you are conscious of any movement. Allow your belly to rise and fall with each inhale and exhale. At first, just watch the breath doing what it does without trying to change it at all. Notice how the breath is moving. Is it slow or fast? Is it smooth or choppy? Is it deep or shallow? Don't judge the breath as you observe. There's no need to make the breath be a certain way. Right now, you are watching with a sense of detached curiosity as an observer. Allow yourself to be curious about the breath as it rises on the inhale and falls on the exhale. For a few cycles, just watch the breath rising and falling. Go on. As a witness, just watch the breath. Thank you. chanting the syllable Om, especially emphasizing the can stimulate the vagus nerve. As I pronounce this sound, your vocal cords will sympathetically respond to the sound as you mentally, silently pronounce it as well. In the mind, silently to yourself, pronouncing the vibration, Om. Again, silently in the mind, pronouncing the vibration of Om. Once more, silently in the mind, to yourself, pronouncing the vibration, Om. If you are able to gently favor your exhale, allowing it to last for a beat or two longer than your inhale, this will enhance your relaxation. Remember to notice the pause as your exhale becomes an inhale, and then yield to the need for a new breath. It's important that you never force your breath too aggressively to do anything. Make gentle suggestions to your breath and gradually extend the exhale in a pleasant and comfortable way. Imagine the air that is flowing through your nostrils and throat and lungs as a subtle kind of vibration. Feel the vibration as you breathe in this way. Even though the air is only moving in your respiratory system, your whole body is affected by the breath. Muscles and body fluids move in concert with your breathing, and your nerves are soothed as you gradually smooth out the flow of the breath. It's like water flowing through pipes, or wind rustling through trees. Simply watch your belly as you breathe in and out. Breathe in and breathe out, in, out. Thank you. as you grow more and more relaxed. Your belly moves freely with the breath. The navel rises on the inhale and falls on the exhale. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Silently, in your mind, repeat this to yourself as you follow the smooth flow of your breath. Navel rising. Exhale. Navel falling. Inhale. Navel rising. Exhale. Navel falling. Inhale. Navel rising. Continue watching the navel rise and fall with the rhythm of your own breath, silently repeating in your mind, inhale, navel rising, exhale, navel falling. At your own pace. As you exhale, allow the breath to last twice as long as your inhale. Begin with a normal breath. Exhale for a count of 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for a count of 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale twice as long. Never strain or challenge your breath to the point of discomfort. The important thing is that you are emphasizing your exhale. Go on. You can count in your mind. Inhale. Exhale twice as long. Continue breathing in this way, emphasizing the out-breath. Never straining, but rather honor the signals you are receiving from your body as you breathe. If you need to adjust the timing based on the feedback your body is giving you, please do. Breathing is a very personal process, and as you practice more and more, you will gradually learn the unique cues that your body is giving you as to how the breath wants to move. Go on emphasizing your exhale for about twice as long as your inhale. If at any time you feel the need to release any control of the breath, just breathe normally. Bring your attention to your whole body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Imagine that the whole body is cooling down. Tune into the feeling of cold in the whole body. The feeling of cold. The feeling of cold in the whole body. The body as a whole. Full feeling and awareness in the whole of your physical body. The whole body, the whole body, the whole body, whole body, whole body, the feeling of cool. And calm in the whole body. is cool and calm. Whole body. The whole body. The body balances itself and returns to a state of calm relaxation. The whole body is relaxed. Total relaxation in the whole body.